The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour on Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I try to keep you informed as to what's going on down at the Ohio State House. Here is a new piece of legislation just being introduced. It is House Bill 240, and you need to know about this piece of legislation. It is called the Parents' Right to Know Act. The Parents' Right to Know Act. Now, what this piece of legislation would do would reinforce a law passed in 1999 that establishes abstinence until marriage as the focus for sex education in Ohio. Again, that legislation was passed back in 1999, and wherever the public schools are offering sex education, it must include abstinence until marriage. Here's the problem. Many school districts have kind of weaseled their way out of that. They've cut corners, gone around the back, and they brought in Planned Parenthood and their curriculum, which is sexually explicit, pornographic in some cases. And this bill, Senate Bill or House Bill 240, the Parents' Right to Know Act, would reinforce that 1999 law. It would also, however, require any school district that deviates from that to inform parents. It would require, quote, it would require schools to inform parents in detail if they plan to teach any other type of sex education. Then the schools must have written permission from parents before they can teach this alternative kind of sex ed, which would be not an opt-out, it would be an opt-in. Very important legislation. It's got a lot of support from Republicans. It will be, well, it'll be opposed by liberals, Democrats, and so forth. But it has just been introduced, so I'll keep an eye on it and try to keep you up to date. Again, it is House Bill 240, the Parents' Right to Know Act. Good legislation. And sadly, it is needed. All right, before we move on, we've got Dana in Columbus who wants to rewind a little to the last segment where I was talking about the Micaiah Bryant funeral. Dana, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Happy New Year, Bob. This is my six-month call. I don't know if you remember.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you for calling. Well, no matter how long it's been, I'm glad you called. Welcome.
Well, Bob, I just want to say my heart aches for their family. My heart also aches when there's black-on-black crime. You know, I had a young man who's a student who lost his mother sometime over the summer. They were coming from a practice, and, you know, somebody, we don't know what happened. Somebody fired into the car, and she was killed. And this young man was in the car with his mom. He's a young man. He's a teenager. And it just broke my heart because this young lady and her sister were in my youth group, and it just broke my heart.
Mm.
So saying that, you're definitely right. I mean, you know, this, it's a spiritual warfare, and until people really understand that it's just that, I don't know. I guess, Bob. It's just sad. It's just sad.
It is.
That, like you said, the emphasis is not placed on the others that have lost their lives by the hands of, other black people. And it's just totally sad. So I'll just say that, Bob, because my heart is really aching for the city and all that's going on.
Mine too. Columbus is turning into Chicago with the number of shootings, the number of deaths. And again, sadly and unfortunately, the number of homicides are disproportionately black people being killed. And, you know, there's emphasis on violence and so forth, but nationally, I try to deal with facts and truth. Nationally, on average, 27 black unarmed men and women are shot and killed by police each year. Nationwide, 27. That's the average since 2015. Now, that's 27 too many, obviously. But there are thousands of black people killed each year. And out of those, only 27 are unarmed people being shot by police. And yet, that's what the protests, the demonstrations, the multimillionaire attorneys that sweep into every crisis to stir up the crowds and sadly to line their own pockets because of the tragedy and through the tragedy that a family goes through. And I was told last week, Dana, that because I'm a white person, stay out of it. You have no right to even comment. I was told that last week. I'm a white person, so I have no business talking about black-on-black crime. And you mean, well, I can't be heartbroken? I can't be sad for what's happening?
Well, unfortunately, the adversary has divided folks.
Yeah.
To believe certain things. But I also want to say, I think some people's argument with the some of the police shootings, I think some of their arguments have been just, you know, the way they were killed, just unjustifiable.
Sure.
I think that's the argument that they have. But nonetheless, you know, it's tragic that, you know, the crime in general, you know, just the senseless murders that we wake up to daily, you know, here in Columbus. You know, there was a shooting in the Arena District yesterday. I don't know. I mean, my heart is truly aching because I see where we're at and how close we are to his return. And of course the word says that in the last days evil will just run rampant, and people wake up.
In Chicago this past weekend, 5 people dead, 40 shot and wounded. 5 dead, 40 shot and wounded, almost all of them black, in Chicago just this past weekend.
You ask the question why. But, you know, I when you think about that situation with Micaiah, you know, the officer pulled up. He had to make a split-second decision. I mean, I've looked at that. And, oh, man, I mean, you know, something bad would have happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that it happened the way it did, but, oh, man, I mean, the way that looked, it was, It wasn't going to be nice.
Almost all of the experts that have weighed in on the Micaiah Bryant shooting, black, white, conservative, liberal, almost all of the professionals that have viewed that video have said it was justified. Tragic?
Tragic.
But justified. Sadly. Tragically. And again, that does not take away the tragic nature of a 16-year-old's death. It's tragic. But so is the death of all of the other teenagers that have been shot and killed just this year alone in Columbus, Ohio.
Exactly. And you know, when you made a good point, where is you know, the politicians that are, you know, showing up at those type of tragic situations or funerals?
Because they won't get their face on TV. That's why. Because they won't get their face on TV.
Right.
That's why they're not showing up to the other funerals, and because they don't care.
Right. And I think that if folks that you mentioned, several individuals that didn't know or they just felt the need to show up, if we were showing up at the other tragic situations, progress through prayer would probably accomplish a lot.
Yep. Excellent point, Dana. Hey, thanks for calling. Good to talk to
you.
Don't wait so long next time.
Well, normally I'm listening to you when I'm driving home from work. I don't like to be on the phone.
Yeah, I understand. All right, God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Bob.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The transgender issue in Great Britain is really heating up. I've been trying to keep you up to date on what has been happening at the Tavistock Center, T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K. This is the major center in Great Britain where young people have been going now for several years for transgender issues, hormone therapy, sexual reassignment surgery, and so forth. This is part of the National Health System in Great Britain, the NHS, and it's specifically called GIDS, G-I-D-S, which is the Gender Identity Development Service. Again, this is all happening at the Tavistock Center. Now, if you'll remember, about a year ago, a young woman, I think she's about 24 now, Kira Bell, who went to the Tavistock Center as a teenager. She was confused about her sexuality, and she was a male. No, female. And she went, and the counselors told her, well, you're supposed to be a male. So she started the hormone treatment and so on and so forth. And then several years later, she realized, well, they talked me into that. I was just confused. It's not really what I wanted. And now I want to go back the way I was born. Anyway, she and another individual who had been treated at the Tavistock Center filed a lawsuit against the Tavistock Center. And the basis of the lawsuit was, we were minors. We didn't know what we were doing. We were taken advantage of at this transgender clinic at Tavistock. We weren't mature enough to make these decisions for ourselves. Anyway, it went to court. Expert witnesses from around the world testified at the trial. And the results? Tavistock Center was declared incompetent and guilty of taking advantage of young people. And most of the expert testimony established the fact that transgenderism doesn't really exist scientifically. There is no scientific evidence that any male is born in the wrong body and is actually a female, or that a female is born in the wrong body and is actually a male. There's no scientific evidence for that whatsoever. It was a earth-shattering bombshell of a court decision based on scientific fact and testimony. Well, one of the individuals at Tavistock, a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, who joined in the lawsuit, he was called a whistleblower. His name is David Bell. He is now 70, and he has been, well, he's retired from Tavistock and is now speaking out about the abuse that he received when he went against the stream of scientific thought. Quote, Bell, a distinguished psychiatrist and practicing psychoanalyst, is the doctor who in 2018 wrote a controversial report about the activities of the Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, and so on and so forth. He wrote this report about the same time that this young woman was realizing she had made a horrible mistake in going through the hormone treatment and so forth. And it was like the perfect storm. Here is one of the most respected psychiatrists and psychoanalysts at this Tavistock Center writing an extensive report saying, we're abusing these children. These kids are not old enough to give consent. The scientific evidence for transgenderism is extremely thin. So anyway, it is a lengthy article. In fact, it's 11 pages long. Tavistock Trust whistleblower David Bell, I believed I was doing the right thing when he wrote this report in 2018. And as a result, his fellow doctors, psychologists, and so forth tried to silence him. They tried to get rid of him because he dared to go against the common view, the common non-scientific view of transgenderism. Fascinating read. I'll give you some more of the results when we come back.